back.
Yeah,
it's pretty pretty amazing. I know you don't believe it, but I am. Yeah, and of course, if anyone is coming to this later, there's going to be no gap between the last episode and this one. They're going to be back. What are you talking about? I just heard you 5 minutes ago. But no, it's been a few months since I've been at the old microphone with my glass of scotch and my glass of water. That's what I equip myself with before every podcast. Actually, no, I don't have that much scotch. Only before every important one. Yeah, I am back, and I'm really sorry. I hope... It occurs to me that I'm not sure, even if I do a new podcast, if my old listeners will even find out about it, because by now, they're probably not even, the subscription in iTunes probably crapped out, and they're probably so disgusted with me, if there's any out there that are really looking for it, that they probably haven't, refreshed that podcast in a while. But I hope so. I hope that you guys see this, and I do intend to catch up, not to my podcast a day years or days like I was doing before, but I will catch up to where I should have been had I been doing one once a week. I pledge, even if I only do two a week and it takes me months, but still, I got to do this. Getting back into it today, I enjoyed it. I've been really busy with legitimate projects that were kind of important to me, unrelated to this podcast, so I'm not going to go into it, but yeah, sorry about that. So enough of this BS. Let's talk numbers, which is the name of the this book we're on. Numbers, chapter 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were coming out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, after their families, by the house of their fathers, with the numbers of their names, every male by their poles. Oh, geez, you feel it coming, don't you? You feel it. You smart listeners, you know what's coming. You know it's going to be a friggin' laundry list of names and just crap that you could never care about in a billion years. Oh, but it's God's infallible Bible, so it's necessary. From 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his fathers. I wonder, I don't suppose there's any chance the Bible could name all the heads of the houses of every tribe. I know, that's a lot to ask. It's an inconvenience to probably, to write that again or whatever. And I really should know. I should be a better reader and know the heads of all the houses of the father, the tribes, I should know that, but I wouldn't mind if they just list dozens of names that are of no consequence whatsoever, just for me, if they wouldn't mind. It's a lot to ask, but. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you. The tribe of Reuben, Elizur, the son of Shedur. Yes, they're going to do it. Of Simeon, Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. Also, I make, as you loyal listeners know, I make no attempt to actually pronounce these names correctly. Don't care. Please give me one reason why I should care. We should not be put through this terrible, act of having to read all these ridiculous names. So I'm not going to pronounce them correctly. Of Judah, Nashon, the son of Ahmadinejad. Of Issachar, Nathaniel, the son of Zur. Of Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon. Of the children of Joseph of Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amahud. Of Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Galadriel. Of Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni. Of Dan, Alzheimer, the son of Armish Rishadadi, of Asher Pagel, the son of I already scrolled down too far, so I can't even read it. Not going to scroll back up. Of Gad, Eliasaph, the son of Duil. And I'm wondering, actually, after I'm really glad he's listed all these names. I say he, them, it, she, whatever, whoever wrote this garbage. But I'm wondering who's going to be the representative of Naphtali? That's really the name that I haven't heard yet. I'm one, you know. I hope they don't leave it out. Who's that going to be, do you think? There are a lot of candidates. It could be anyone. It really could be. There are a lot of, you know, people chomping at the bit to be the representative of Naphtali, that tribe. I'm really wondering. I'm wondering who God's going to go with here. Let's read on here. Of Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enon. Oh, wow, Ahira. Huh. Now, I can't say I'm not surprised. Ahira, I don't know that he has the leadership experience that we need for this position, to be honest with you. You want to get somebody fresh in there. You don't want to be tied down by the old ways. You know, get some young blood. Ahira, a young guy. Could be a girl. I don't know. Probably a guy, knowing the Bible. But, yeah. All right. I'll go with that. That's fine. Well, that answers that question. Naphtali, the representative, is Ahira. Write that down. That's really, really, really key. These were the renowned of the congregation, the princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of the thousands in Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their names. And he assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their families by the house of their fathers according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, by their polls. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them into the wilderness of Sinai. And the children of Reuben, that delicious sandwich, Israel's eldest son, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the numbers of the names, by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward that were able to go forth to war. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500 of the most delicious people. Of the children of Simeon, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, those that were numbered of them according to the number of the names by their polls, every male from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Now, if you're wondering why this book is called Numbers, I wish I could help you, but it's a little embarrassing, but honestly, my research didn't turn up anything. I can't find a single scholarly article on the subject or anything. I don't know why this book is called Numbers. It really might just be one of those times where you have to trust in the mind of God, and that, you know, who knows, if he's all powerful, it's foolish for us to wonder why he did things like call this chapter Numbers. You know, there's just no, who knows, you know, but we'll find out. As they say, only God knows. And, you know, once we all get to heaven, we'll know. We'll find out. I don't know what else to tell you, really. Of the children of Judah, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Judah, were 64,600. Now, if you have a scientific calculator, you're following along. Keep in mind that you know, it's going to be a bit different than if you have a graphing calculator. Sometimes, depending on sort of the order of the buttons you have to push, just be careful when you're following along with this here. Of the children of Issachar, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers. This is sort of getting a little formulaic. You know, just a little. I'm not going to accuse them of simply repeating the same exact, you know, paragraph and just replacing the name of the tribe. I'm not going to accuse them of that. No one would do that. But it's getting a little repetitive. But hey, you know, whatever. It's the Bible. We'll just have to go with it. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun, by their generations after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. That's what I should do, is I should just copy and paste the audio for this paragraph that keeps repeating, and just substitute in the name, like, of the children of Joseph, namely of the children of Ephraim, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. And then just copy, paste, repeat. That'd probably be the most efficient way. Of the children of Manasseh, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Of the children of Benjamin, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of their names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them of the tribe of Benjamin were 35,400. Of the children of Dan, by their generations, after their families, by the house of their fathers, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. I know I've said this hundreds, if not thousands, nay, millions of times. Maybe dozens. But could there really be any other reason the authors of the Bible did this, except for just wanting to fill up space, to make it longer? I mean, I don't think people, maybe they wouldn't trust a holy book that was like, you know, 20 pages or whatever. But the Bible is like 600 pages, and because of that, religious people, you'll hear them sometimes, they can say like, the Bible address, sometimes when you're arguing like, the Bible's worthless, it's outdated, they'll say like, the Bible addresses every human problem there is. And if you haven't read it, then you're forced to just sort of be like, yeah. Maybe you're right, yeah, whatever. But really, if you read it, just about 400 pages of that 600 is just like naming friggin' BS names and like counting and recounting them and numbering them. And it's this data we're getting here in this little chapter, it couldn't be more irrelevant to my life. Couldn't be more irrelevant. I literally could have died happy, not even remotely affected by the knowledge that the tribe of Dan is 62,700. Was it God's infallible will to be so worthless? Like this is worthless. The words I'm reading right now are completely worthless. Sorry, I'm getting a little throat thing going on. I could edit those out, but, you know, I want to give you full access, the full package. Plus, I'm sure you miss me so much. Just the sound of my coughing is probably just soothing your ears. Of the children of Asher, by their generations, after their families, and by their house of their fathers, according to the number of the names from 20 years old and upward, that were all that were able to go forth to war, those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Asher, were 40,500. Oh, one more. Of the children of Naphtali throughout their generations after the family by the house of their fathers, according to the numbers for 20 years to they would go to the war. Those are another tribe of Naphtali were 50,400. Punch that in to your calculators. Now, these are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered. It's repetitive in the micro, and in the micro. Like we're repeating massive amounts of data, but also just little sentences. This brilliant bit of, you know, any college freshman trying to grab like another page on an essay that has some arbitrary page limit would just be astounded at the genius, at the audacity, first of all, of what they're doing here, of just daring the teacher to call him out on it. But these, let me read that. These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered. Like, ah, oh, man. And the princes of Israel, being 12 men, each one was for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the, could God's timeless, right? He could have just written like a spreadsheet, like an Excel spreadsheet, couple cells, like list, like column A, tribe name, column B, population. Done with the chapter. That's it. We don't need this 85 friggin' verses describing all this. It's like, it's unreal. Yeah, I mean, they would have to be using Microsoft Office, 1450 BCE, but which was a buggy version that had a bit of, let's just say it left a bit to be desired, I'll say. You know, I mean, in the subsequent 52,100 copies, they've ironed some things out since then, let's say. Even all that were they that were numbered were 600,000. Hold on, sorry, I jumped the gun here. Now press the equals button on either your scientific or your graphing calculator. If you have one of those solar powered ones, probably not going to cut it. Probably not going to do it. This is a big calculation here, and the fate of mankind rests on this calculation. Now, if you got 600,000, 3,000, and 551, then you are wrong, because it's 550. But the Levites after the tribe of their fathers were not numbered among them. Now, if you want to just store that number in your calculator in one of the memory, M1 slots, just store it there for later calculations. Do that. I'd recommend that. You know, I don't want to give anything away going forward, but that's going to be pretty crucial to our plot here of the Bible and subsequently our entire existence spiritually. But the Levites, after the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them. Aw, man, rip off! Come on! Bible can't even number every single person involved in it. Screw this book. I mean, what? I paid at least $6 for this book online, and it can't even. It's not even going to number the Levites. You know, how am I going to know how many Levites there were? You might as well throw away that calculation we just did if it's not going to give us the whole picture. Freaking rip-off book. Can't believe that crap. For the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. But thou shalt appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, and over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it, and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle setteth forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levites shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And that's sort of harsh, you know. If a stranger comes nigh, you can't just give like a, excuse me, sir, no strangers allowed near this, see this this ridiculously ornate but superfluous tabernacle. There's no, we're not having any strangers come near it. That's policy. It's not, I don't make it. I'm forcing it. And I'm sure the stranger would be like, oh, okay, cool. It's no problem, man. I thought the bathroom, no big deal. I'm out of here. It's cool. But no, they gotta put him to death for that, I guess. That seems, it doesn't seem reasonable to me is all. It seems a little harsh. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, throughout their hosts. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel, and the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they. End of chapter. Take a big swig here. Ah, yeah. Too much ice in the scotch. It's a little watered down now. So what happens when you got to read a long-ass, boring book. Okay. Chapter 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses, as he usually does, every man of the children of Israel shall pitch by his own standard with the ensign of their father's house. Far off about the tabernacle of the congregation shall they pitch. And on the east side toward the rising of the sun. That is where the sun rises. Wow. The scientific knowledge contained in this book. They shall of the standard of the camp of Judah pitch throughout their armies, and Nashon, the son of Aminadab, which I think is more fun to just say Ahmadinejad, rather, shall be captain of the children of Judah, team captain. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 74,600. Gotta think they already said that. But the Bible wouldn't repeat something it already said. This, the king waste precious space in this holiest of documents? There's no way. There's no way the Bible would repeat itself. And those that do pitch next to him, unto him, is the correct thing, shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nathanael, the son of Zuar, shall be captain of the children of Issachar. This is football team. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 54,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun and Eliab the son of Helon shall be the captain of the children of Zebulun. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 57,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000 and 80,000 and 6,400 throughout their armies. These shall first set forth. I just thought again, like, this is something that not even that college freshman, you know, that like piece of crap, horrible student trying to get that additional page in a worthless class that they don't care about. Not even they would write numbers that way. 100,000 and 80,000 and 6,400. Oh man, it's every word is designed to increase the length of this thing. Well, that was kind of a stupid statement. I guess every word would always increase the length of something, but I mean, I would rather every repetition, every sentence is just engineered to make this thing as long as possible. It's just Ah, it's just ridiculous. All right, where was I? On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben, according to their army. So I've been waiting for them to get to this camp. Best, most well-fed camp there was. And the captain of the children of Reuben shall be Eliezer, the son of Shedeur. And his host, and those that were numbered thereof, were 46,500. So, yeah, that host was numbered that. Oh, and I meant to say before, if there's anyone out there who can shed any light as to why this book is called, Numbers. Why the book is called Numbers. Yeah. Please shoot me an email at comments@thomasinthebible.com. Just and educate me. I'm embarrassed that I couldn't turn that answer up. You know, I work hard for you guys, you know, when I'm here. And I couldn't figure that one out. So if you have the answer to that, email it. Thanks. They were numbered. And those which pitch by him shall be the tribe of Simeon, and the captain of the children of Simeon shall be Shelumiel, the son of Zurishadadadeh. And his host, and those that were numbered, 50,000, 9,300, and the tribe Gad, and the captain, skip. I'm just going to sort of, this is really repetitive. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 45, and 600 something, it doesn't matter. Oh crap, you guys were making that calculation now. Shoot. Ah well, screw it. All that were numbered in the camp of Reuben were very well fed. Then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forth the Levites. That's camp. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, according to the armies, the host, and those that were numbered in the 4,500. And the tribe of Manasseh, you are not missing anything. And his host, and those that were numbered in the 32,000, and then the tribe of Benjamin. His host and those that were numbered in the 35,400, and there were numbers of camp of Ephraim, were 100,000, they were the 100 of the armies, and they shall afford them the third rank. The standard of the camp of Dan, the north side of the camp of Dan, the other side of Achmedinejad, and his host, and those with numbers 3 score 2 3, and those that encountered with the tribe of Asher, and those camps of Asher, camp of the Sam Gokran. And his host, and those that were numbered of them, were 41,000, but I'm dead. And the tribe numbers of Israel up there, and his hosts and those that were numbered in the 53,400, all they that were numbered in the count down 10,600, they shall go hindmost with their standards. These are those which were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers. All those that were numbered of the camps throughout their hosts were 600,000 and 3,550. But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses. Whoa, 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 wait! Wait a minute, why weren't the Levites numbered among them? This is a bombshell. You can't just drop this on us out of the blue. The Levites weren't numbered? Everybody else has been numbered, and the Levites weren't numbered. What? Oh, wait, you know what? Oh, you know, I think I'm remembering something about this. What? Oh, well, I think it's the Levites. Oh, yeah, they covered every single verse of this chapter one chapter ago. That's right. Oh, I remember now. This is just an exact duplicate of the chapter we just read 5 minutes ago. I'd forgot. For a second, I was scared. I was like, why aren't the Levites being numbered? But, you know, they just said that. Sorry. Sorry to overreact a little bit there. I don't want to miss anything is all. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So they pitched by their standards, and so they set forward everyone after their families, according to the house of their fathers. End of that chapter. And you know, I gotta say, what gets me the most about this crap is that the commentaries I'm reading, they won't even acknowledge or give the slightest nod to how tedious this is. Not a single one of them had the spine to say, in all honesty, I'm not sure why God is repeating the chapter he just wrote in its entirety. You've got to wonder if this will affect his readership down the road. No, not anything like that. Again, God's book should be infinitely more compelling than the best book ever written by crappy humans like Shakespeare or Dan Brown. You know, it should be better. It shouldn't just be better. It should be infinitely better. Let's move on to chapter 3 here. You know, I really think God's going to turn it around in chapter 3 here. I think he's going to do the right thing. I think he's going to give us some genuine content, you know, something substantive that's going to happen here rather than just the same bullshit over and over. Let's see. These are also the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that the Lord spake with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron, Nadab the firstborn, and Abihu, and Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests which were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord. Well, I don't know that the Lord ever died, so of course they would have died before the Lord. That's a stupid statement. When they offered strange fire before the Lord. I don't remember the Lord offering strange fire either, so how are they offering strange fire before the Lord did? What is it trying to tell me? In the wilderness of Sinai. Yeah, I remember this. They spontaneously combusted because they offered strange fire. They did something so pointless, that's not the word. They did something so insignificantly different from God's specific will that they spontaneously combusted. Whereas Hitler, and keep in mind, they were trying to worship God too. Trying to worship him. Whereas Hitler, I don't remember him spontaneously combusting unless it was maybe from our bombs, like as he was killing himself or after. You know, I think that he went through most of his life not having spontaneously combusted. Yet Nadab and Abihu make the slightest of mistakes while worshiping the Lord, and they spontaneously combust. So, you know, fair's fair. I guess, you know, if Hitler had done this, offered strange fire, I'm sure he would have combusted. But murdering, you know, 6 or 9 million people, no, that's fine. That's not a big deal. In the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. So those idiots who blew up had no children. And Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office in the sight of Aaron their father. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister unto him. And they shall keep his charge, and the charge of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of the congregation. A little repetitive there. To do the service of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the instruments of the tabernacle. Tubas, flutes, tambourines, pretty important to the tabernacle, and the charge of the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle. And thou shalt give the Levites unto Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given unto him out of the children of Israel. And thou shalt appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall wait on their priest's office. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. Again, pretty rude, I'd say, bad manners there. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, and I, behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of all the firstborn that openeth the matrix upon the children of Israel. Therefore, the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine shall they be. I am the Lord. Oh, so something has sort of happened here, so I should probably give a brief synopsis like I used to give, but just nothing's happened up until now besides numbers. So God gives the Levites to the sons of Aaron for service in the tabernacle. I'm not sure if it's slave labor per se. But I don't think he's paying him for it. So he's definitely giving them as though they're objects. But it's funny that God feels the need to justify his actions here. If you read this, he's like a psychopath trying to justify his crimes. Look at what he's saying. He's saying Moses, or yeah, he's speaking to Moses. Remember when I murdered all the firstborn of Egypt? Moses is like, do I remember? No, I remember that. Well, I recall I didn't murder your firstborn, did I? Moses, no, that's true. You know, thanks for not murdering our firstborn children. That was very kind, and I have to say I'm thankful for it. Right. Well, in exchange for not murdering you, I'm simply going to, rather than take a cash payment or anything like that, I'm just going to claim the Levites as my property and give them to Aaron for service in the tabernacle. Sound good? I mean, I figure fair trade. I mean, I didn't kill you, you know, and that should be worth something. So what do you say, deal? Moses said, why am I going to say no to God? No. No, yeah, that's fine, God, whatever. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, number the children of Levi. Yes, they're finally getting numbered. Not have to feel discriminated against anymore. After the house of their fathers by their families, every male from a month old and upward thou shalt number them. And Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord, as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names, Judah, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by the families, Libni and Shimei. Oh, I really need to know all these names again. And the sons of Kohath by their families, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. And the sons of Merari by their families, Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of Levites according to the house of the fathers. Of Judah, Gershon was the family of Libnites and the family of the Shimites. These are the families of the Stalactites and the Stalagmites. One of them facing down, hanging from the ceiling, growing down. The other growing up from the floor. Never can remember which is which. Those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them, were 7,500. I gotta say, it's no wonder they invented hell. Really, it's no wonder. I really would need the threat of eternal torment to continue reading this book, if I hadn't already, you know, promised you guys to read all the way through it. What's that? Why don't you just say it? I hear you thinking it, but you're thinking, but Thomas, this is your first podcast in months. You're already breaking your promise. There's probably your word means nothing, you worthless. Yeah, you would bring that up. And frankly, you probably should bring that up because I don't really have an answer to that beyond what I've already said. So, good point, I guess I have to say. I sincerely apologize. I'm glad you brought that up. So I could take this opportunity to say, I'm sorry I left you. Won't happen again. The families of the Judah Gershonites shall pitch behind the tabernacle westward. And the chief of the house of the father of the Judah Gershonites shall be Eliseph, the son of Lael. And the charge of the sons of Judah Gershon and the tabernacle of the congregation shall be the tabernacle and the tent and the covering thereof and the hanging of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and the hangings of the court and the curtain for the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle and by the altar round about and the cords of it for all the service thereof. And the Kohath, and of Kohath was the family of the Amramites, and the family of the Izharites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzzielites, and these are the family of the Kohathites. And the number of all the males from a month old and upward were 8,600, keeping the charge of singing here. And the families of the son of the Kohath, pitched on the side of the town, southward, and the chief of the house of fathers, the son of Kohath, Shabbat, the son of the Uzzielite. If this was important at all, I would actually read it. And their charge shall be the ark and the table. Ooh, nice job on the ark there.
considering it was lost forever until Indiana Jones found it. And the candlestick and the altars and the vessels of the sanctuary wherewith they minister and the hanging and the service thereof. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, shall be the chief over the chief of the Levites, and shall have oversight of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. And it's looking like another chapter we can file under the heading of Who the F Gives a Shit About This Crap. But that folder is starting to look a little weak around the seams, if you know what I mean. So, of Merari was the family of the Mahlalites, the family of the Mushites, and these are families of Merari. And those that were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males from month old upward, were 6,200. And the chief of the house of the father of the families of Merari was Zerah, the son of Abihail. The day these shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward. And under the custody and charge of the sons of Merari shall be the boards of the tabernacle. You're in charge of the board. He's running out of jobs to delegate, basically. You're in charge of the boards of the tabernacle. You guys, you're in charge of the nails. Keep those secure. You're in charge of the overall the structure of it. Make sure it's not leaning or anything. And you guys, you're in charge of these two walls of it. That wall. Make sure that they are very, very straight. You know, he's like trying to find something for all of them to do. There's like thousands of them, and there's one stupid tabernacle. It's like sort of run out of jobs. Keep in mind, each of these tasks, he's tasking thousands of people to. was my understanding anyway. Oh, the sons of okay, never mind. The total he's tasking several thousand people to, but I guess each part is not quite that much. And the pillar is still ridiculous. And the pillars of the court round about in their sockets and their pins and their cords. And the cords. You're in charge of the cords. And those that encamp before the tabernacle toward the east, even before the tabernacle congregation eastward, shall be Moses and Aaron and his sons, keeping charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the children of Israel. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. Again, unnecessary. All that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord throughout their families, all the males from a month old upward, were 22,000. And the Lord said unto Moses, number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. And thou shalt take the Levites for me. I am the Lord. I wish you were reading along. Maybe you are. But I am the Lord is in parentheses here. I didn't even notice that the first time I read through. And he's just rattling off commandments as usual, and he says, "And thou shalt take the Levites for me." I being the Lord, I'm the Lord. In case I don't know if you forgot or anything, in parentheses, no less. It's so great. And I am. it gets funnier every time I read it. And thou shalt take the Levites for me. Parentheses. I'm the Lord. I'm the Lord. Instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites, instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of Israel. And Moses numbered the Lord's commandment, the firstborn among the children of Israel, and all the firstborn males, when he numbered the names from the old games, and the Lord spake to Moses, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. And then the Lord saw Moses writing something at this point, and he said, "Hey Moses, what is that you're writing?" Moses said, "Huh? What's that? Oh, I was just wondering. I see. What are you writing? I mean, I see you're making some notes. I just want to make sure you haven't been putting all this crap in the final book, right? You're just making little notes or something, right? I mean, this is all the last several months of me talking to you has just been sort of general housekeeping stuff and that we've been doing, and there's no way there's no way anyone would actually read this, so I just want to make sure that you're not I'm not putting this in the book. Yeah. Maybe if it was a comedy book or something, you know, that make people laugh, you know. Not putting that in the book. No, I'm just making notes in case I for the I'm writing the making of book or something for the you know, the extra features or something like that. There's no way I put all these numbers. What am I gonna do? Make a book called Numbers or Accounting or something like that where I write everything you've been telling me for the past several months. Oh God, you always gotta keep an eye on you. Always with your joking. And for those that are to be redeemed of the 213 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, which are more than the Levites, thou shalt take an even 5 shekels apiece by the pole after the shekel of the sanctuary shalt thou take at them. The shekel is 20 gerahs, I'll have you know. That's another parenthetical there. Sort of like, I am the Lord. He also needs to remind us, the shekel is 20 gerahs. Like, oh yeah, thank you for that conversion factor there. And thou shalt give the money wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons. You know, Aaron must have been really unhappy with this news that God was going to give him like 1 billion shekels here. That must have been hard on Aaron. And Aaron didn't have any part in inventing this God, right? No, that was somebody else. And Moses took the redemption money of them that were over and above them that were redeemed by the Levites. Of the firstborn of the children of Israel, he took the money, 1,335 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave the money of them that were redeemed unto Aaron and to his sons, according to the word of the Lord. It wasn't Moses and Aaron's decision, I can tell you that much. You know, they were fighting him tooth and nail over this one, you know, but the boss says, you know, the boss says, you give all the money to us. That's what he says that. I don't want this money. I don't want the responsibility, not to mention the taxes you got to pay on it. But no, God said, so, I'll take all those shekels there, that big steaming pile of shekels. As the Lord commanded Moses, end of chapter, end of that bit of pointlessness, and it is good to be back, guys. Sorry to leave you. I'm gonna really try to catch up. Might even see you tomorrow. Not sure if I have time tomorrow or the next day. Possibly the next day. We'll see how it goes. All right, thanks a lot, guys, and that's the end of this one, and I'll see you next time. Bye.